Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. We've got a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing mild temperatures, perfect for a late-night walk along the beach. Jerusalem remains cool and pleasant. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is sweeping through the city. Wherever you are, we hope you're enjoying the night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, the U.S. struck tankers near Iran. The UAE reports that Tehran fired missiles and drones, injuring 3 people. Also, Walla reports that sirens activated in Akko and the Krayot due to rocket fire from Lebanon. The IDF is preparing for increased fire in the coming hours, also this hour. From I-24 News, Trump announces a 3-day ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, alongside an exchange of 1,000 prisoners. Separately, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, from Forward, an alarming new battleground emerges in campus fights over Israel as graduation season brings controversies. Reaction has been swift on social media. Miha Schwarzenberg, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about a special unit leader and war hero, naming Netanyahu as a figure of frontline bravery. U.S. Central Command shared that the U.S. Air Force F-16 is flying over the Middle East, emphasizing their mission readiness. Miad Maleki, an analyst, posted earlier about satellite imagery near Karg Island, suggesting possible oil leakage from Iran's aging tankers. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, Ynet reports that the U.S. struck tankers near Iran, with the UAE confirming injuries from missile and drone fire. This escalation comes despite a ceasefire and follows exchanges near the Strait of Hormuz. The incident raises concerns about regional stability and energy security. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Walla reveals that sirens sounded in Akko and the Krayot due to rocket fire from Lebanon. The IDF is on high alert, expecting more attacks after a key assassination. This development heightens fears of further conflict in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers Trump's announcement of a 3-day ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. This agreement includes a prisoner exchange of 1,000 individuals. It marks a significant diplomatic effort amid ongoing tensions in Eastern Europe, offering a brief respite for civilians. Elsewhere, Axios highlights Trump's 10-day ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon. This sensitive initiative for Netanyahu could pave the way for broader peace talks with Iran. The move is crucial for regional diplomacy and stability. Finally, Forward reports on controversies during graduation season over Israel. As universities hold ceremonies, debates on Israel's policies create a new battleground on campuses. This reflects wider societal divisions and the ongoing challenge of addressing complex geopolitical issues. On the economic front, first, CTEC features Mark Krainak from Accru Capital, who claims pricing geopolitical risk is currently impossible. His insights stem from the 2026 International VC Survey, highlighting uncertainty in global markets. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli startup Bridgewise is teaming up with Elon Musk's X. The partnership aims to provide investors with SentimentWise, a service analyzing billions of conversations monthly. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the rising shekel's impact on Israel's economy. While a stronger currency makes imports cheaper, it could harm exports and jobs, driven by tech and hedging. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.